Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 10, 1804, day 84 of the expedition. Camped on an island in view of a high hill where Blackbird, chief of the Omahas, was buried. Captain Clark did not write his usual entry today, but rather listed course, direction, and distance traveled. Captain Lewis did not write at all today, and it is a mystery why. Some historians think Clark felt he had time to write, as the day was quiet, and perhaps he planned to write in the evening, but it didn't turn out that way. Other historians feel that Clark was fatigued and had little time or energy at the end of the day. Though there is never any mention in the journals, many scholars suspect Lewis suffered from occasional depression. If this was the case, Captain Clark had his hands full with routine matters and additional problems of Private Reed having deserted, Sergeant Floyd being sick, and the fast-approaching meeting with the Omaha Indians. The party is camped on the lower point of an island. Visible from this island is the high hill on which Blackbird, chief of the Omaha Indians, had been buried 4 years earlier. Moulton's notes state that Blackbird was a notorious character along the Missouri, noted for his friendship with white traders and his strong rule over his own people. Under his leadership, the Omaha Nation rose to prominence on the eastern plains. Reports of his war deeds are mixed, but he seems to have had great authority because of his sorcery, especially in the deaths of his enemies, who were likely killed by his use of poisons obtained from traders. Legend has it that he was buried seated on the back of his horse on the hilltop where he used to watch for the coming of his friends, the traders. Blackbird died from smallpox, having been most likely infected by some war party. Tomorrow, a memorial flag for Blackbird.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.